Let's do now on the holy letters in volume 4, letter number 899, and by divine providence, it has today's date on it, the 23rd day of Shvat, which is today, Baruch Hashem, the 23rd day of Tavshin Yud Aleph, and the Rebbe says, peace and blessing. So, the Rebbe says, to respond to the letters that are dated the 11th, the 17th of Tevis, as well as the 4th and the 15th of Shvat, although that I've already responded in part, and I have already reported the receipt of the that I received the writing, the reshimas, and the notes, the pidyon nefesh, and that I read them on the gravesite, on the tzion of my father-in-law at a time of Rotzen. So the Rebbe says, I want to begin first talking about the importance of health, the idea of Bris HaGuf. The Rambam writes in the Laws of Deis, in the beginning of chapter 4, that since a person's body, to be healthy and strong and whole, is of the service of Hashem, and meaning that taking care of your physical body isn't just something selfish, but it's actually a mitzvah. It is the ways of Hashem to take care of your health. Also, in the Tur Shulchan Aruch HaRechaim, in chapter 571, in subsection 2, it says that a Talmud Chacham, a scholar, isn't permitted to sit in fasting because he would be diminishing in his holy work. And teachers and all those who are occupied in communal affair are treated like a Talmud Chacham. So fasting too much isn't the way to do. That's not a proper. The Magid, you said, Rava Magid, printed in Atom Chelek Zayin, Amud Chof Ches, that when you have a small hole in the body, that creates a large hole in the soul. And the Alter Rebbe ruled in the Geras HaTshuva Perigimel that a person is only permitted to cause yourself a pain only for sins, like you want to atone through the pain that you're having, for sin only to the extent that you imagine that for sure you are not hurting yourself at all, but not more than that. So after all these words the Rebbe is writing, according to my view, you should pay attention to making sure that your physical health should be proper by eating, drinking, and sleeping in a way that it fits to the above-mentioned requirements of taking care of your body. And if it's necessary for this, that you should eat a birdie minimizonus, that you should eat some food before the davening, and of course drinking some tea or milk and similar to that, and till now you were careful, because some people go to the extreme. The Shulchan Aruch, it says you're not supposed to eat before you daven, you're not supposed to do all these things. So you, even if up till now you were careful, you should absolve your custom, and from now and on you should do the above, not to be stringent in this or anything like this. Hashem will certainly succeed you to make from spirit, from physical, spiritual. So take the spiritual things and turn it into spiritual. Rebbe further writes, I was very delighted from your thought that you're writing about to send students to the Beis Medrash, to the study hall that is in your group over there, to teach their Chassidus Dach, or to review part of a Mimer of Chassidus. And the Rebbe says it would be fitting to do it in a way that the ones that listen, they should understand. And not only that, but you should also draw their hearts by introducing of a story or similar to this, which is taken from the talks of the Rebbe. Besides the benefit for those who listen and the great reward for those who recite it, which God enlightens their eyes, but there's an additional advantage also, that the students are getting used to this, to give forward, to be mashpia chassidus, and to give matters, to influence other people with matters that are fear of heaven. Also on those people who are not yet from the chassidim, they're not from the anash. The end of the day is the job of the students is to be neiros lahoyer. They should be lamps to illuminate. And it's not necessary to prolong further in this. Now, this that you write about a dream, that you wanted to fast a tainus cholim, there's something, certain dreams that you dream about, like if a Sefer Torah burns or something like that, that one should fast. This is called a tainus cholim. According to my opinion, you did well that you did not fast. And your strength would be in the Torah, to study Torah. Look what the Taz writes, which brought down also in the Tzemach Tzedek Shar Miluim, Sof Sim Beis Ein Shom. Now, he says, from the reason that you write that there is a benefit to learn a tractate of Talmud quickly, so at least you have an additional knowledge in another tractate. So the Rebbe says, for this same reason, I would also introduce the custom, if I had the power, I would introduce that also should learn Chassidus in a way, in a quick way, although Chassidus is mostly to learn it in depth, but as for example, the Chassidus etc., which is the Torah Or and things like that, the Torah, to do it quickly, at least you're going to get more knowledge. As far as your good health, I hope that if you're going to conduct yourself as I wrote in the beginning of the letter, for sure your situation is going to improve, going to go better, and you'll let me know good news as early as possible. I look forward to a letter that will notify good news and all the above, especially as far as your good health, and also the Rebbe says extends regards to the whole group, to all the people over there.